I invest you with this chain of office as our 17th president. It is a symbol to remind you of Northern's strong history and to inspire you as you lead our university into the future. Congratulations.
All right. This chain is heavy. Thank you, Chair Young. Thanks to Mike Settles for emceeing this event, everyone that I'm sharing the stage with today. Before I move on, I also want to note that this event is a complex event. There's so many moving pieces. And from the flowers, from our talented music students and staff and faculty, all of the logistics that went into making today possible, from AV to processionals, all of it takes so much work. And I want to recognize all of those who are involved in making today such a great success. Let's give them a round of applause. And it's a big moment, and I'm rarely at a loss for words, but I don't know what to say, but I think I'm gonna go ahead and say a few things now, if you don't mind. I do wanna thank the folks who preceded me at the podium, from Mark and Chris and Jerry, of course, Steve Young, Jess, Gwen, thank you so much. Certainly, again, Chair Young, thank you for those introductions. I also want to say thank you to Chad. Chad, I've had a lot of mentoring experiences over the years, and it's been a long time since you and I have had a chance to spend a lot of time together. But those evenings at coffee shops, the book discussions, the wrangling of ideas, the wringing of hands that you and I had, that Ashley and Amanda and Chris and Jenna, Dana Higgins, who's also here today, it was such an instrumental part of my professional and personal development, and I would not be standing here today if it were not for you all. So thank you, Chad, for being here. It means a lot to have you introduce me. I'm tempted to jump into some more thanks, but my wife works in journalism. We have talented journalism faculty here on campus. Some of my team has a journalism background, and one of the big lessons is to not bury the lead, and so I'm not gonna bury the lead. Let's talk about the 100 plus kids that were standing on this stage a few minutes ago. Let's talk about the 124 current NMU student leaders that are sitting in the front rows. That's one for every year that this university has been in existence. And let's talk about the countless number of NMU alumni, our former students who are here today, and the 73,000 plus alumni we have around the world. I want to be very clear, and I'll say it time and time again. This university always has been, it is today, and it always will be about our students. The first and third graders who stood before you, they'll inherit a world that's more complex, more daunting, I think heavier than it's ever been. But they can look to our current students, and they can see in front of them the opportunity that they have, no matter what their background, to lead the kind of change that they believe in, the kind of change that just might lighten the load for the generation that follows. Our current students, all of you in the front rows, thank you for being here, by the way. You can't help but be inspired by our alumni, women and men who now live around the UP, around the state, around the country, around the world, crafting change and reshaping the world in every field, in every far-flung place. Yes, Northern Michigan University employs many staff and faculty, and yes, many administrators, but our heartbeat is our student body. And as one generation leaves the graduation stage and another generation rolls into the first day of class, our job as an institution is not to simply hand the baton of change from one generation to the next, but is to be a partner in their race, inside the classroom and out, from the moment they first choose Northern until well after their graduation. And now, some thanks. all of those present, NMU students, faculty, our leadership team. I'm thankful to be here for you. Our staff is world-class. Our faculty are world-class. My executive council is such a fantastic source of guidance, such a fantastic source of insight, and they are world-class. Chair Young and the rest of the board here, I couldn't feel more supported by you and our leadership team. Thanks to our community, regional, and state leaders, we share a common mission of service to the greater good. It's a privilege to join you in the important work that awaits us on that mission over the coming years. And I'd like to say thank you to a number of people who can't be here today. Lifelong friends like Laura Kavanaugh, my running brethren at Brown University and the University of Colorado, my former colleagues in Montana at the University of Montana in beautiful Missoula, at the Office of the Commissioner of Higher Education in Helena, and I'd like to give a special thanks to Commissioner Clayton Christian. He taught me many things, but Clay, you certainly taught me above all the importance of staying calm and collected when things just get a little bit hectic. And thank you to my mentors, my Grandpa John, who stoked in me my love for maps, both literal and of the imagination, George McClellan, my high school social studies teacher, who gave me what I consider to still be one of the greatest compliments. He wrote in my senior year high school yearbook, "Brock, you have what it takes to be a history teacher." I want to thank my coach, John Gregoric, and he found a way to keep me healthy enough to run a fast race and win a race here and there. To Steve Chan, who couldn't be here today, but my PhD advisor, who agreed to take me on as a student, but only if I promised to take my dissertation as seriously as I took my running. To Han Park, who taught me new approaches to diplomacy through his work as one of the most outstanding peacemakers of our time. To University of Georgia President Jerry Moorhead, who found a way every month or so to share a lunch with a lowly assistant professor while he was, oh yes, running one of the largest flagship universities in the entire country. And to the late Sheila Stearns, who taught me about grace through her philosophy of four seasons of leadership. To Janice Fitzgerald and Jim McCormick, who've been so generous with their time and insights over the years, and who've done much to shape this generation of higher education leaders. And thanks to my very best friends. Stephen Lester is here, no doubt causing trouble somewhere in the back rows. Steve, thanks for being here. David Leibowitz, who can't be here. But Dave and Steve, we went from Alaska to Edge Hill, vehicle acquisitions during Dave's goth phase, time spent at Round Midnight, Rocky Mountain acquisitions, and we know we're in it till the end. To Mike and Christy Roberts, a big thank you, of course, for bringing your lovely daughter, Kristen, into the world, and also for proving day in and day out that I struck gold in the in-law lottery. Thank you to my sister, Brooke, for showing me the light early, being the most gracious and positive person whom I've ever known, being full of sisu without even knowing it, and for being there to set me right time and time again. Brookie, you are who you are, and it makes us all so very glad. And thank you to my mother, the Dr. Tessman, the original Dr. Tessman, who showed me as a kid what it meant to work hard and how to spell words like erudite. I think I was about five or something when you forced that one on me, Mom. E-R-U-D-I-T-E, I'll never forget it. I was sitting in the back seat. I can see her looking back at me right now. my days as a kid, you showed me what it meant to work hard in balancing being such a loving mother, but also someone who is succeeding at work, earning an MBA at night through the University of Michigan, eventually getting your PhD, and then later on showing me, and I think the world, what it meant to shatter glass ceilings. You're one of the leading female executives in the world of biotechnology and pharmaceuticals, and it's such an inspiration. I wouldn't be here without you, Mom. The biggest thank you, of course, to my talented and wise wife, Kristen, who sacrificed so much to be here in this moment and continues to show me what it means to actually multitask and whom I consider to be my very best thought partner. You're my biggest champion. You also happen to be my biggest challenger. I wouldn't have it any other way. I love our adventuring, and we're on this adventure together, and we always will be. And most important, I'm so thankful to you because you and I have these wonderful girls, Frances and Leona. They're our best teachers, our biggest inspiration, and our biggest reminder about what's most important in life. And you know, I'm not an overly emotional guy. I don't get choked up easily, but Frances and Leona, they do that to me from time to time. And it's because, look, the way that they run across the grass, the way they smile sometimes, the way they crack a joke, it reminds me of my dad. And my dad passed away 10 years ago. He can't be here today, but I certainly want to give him a big thank you as well. I should also let you know, Frances and Leona make me choke up for another reason, and it's from time to time I'm reminded if there was some kind of medical test somewhere where they could diagnose this kind of thing, I think that they are 49.9% demon children. And they have, Kristen, they left right the room. They're not in here. I can say that. Okay. anyhow. Okay. So... I think you know what I mean, if you've been there, you know what I'm talking about, yeah. So the question, what do you do with this moment? And you take a drink, and you think about what's appropriate to celebrate this next chapter for Northern Michigan University. And I do well in this moment to look back on the evolution of our campus, and that'd be apt, because next year is, in fact, as many of you know, our 125th anniversary. We could reflect on our proud origins as a normal school, charged with preparing educators to teach young people across Upper Michigan. It's a legacy we continue today, and we also, as many of you know, train so many graduates in what I consider to be the hero professions. Not only educators, law enforcement professionals, community leaders, social workers, entrepreneurs, and as we saw earlier today, those in nursing and the allied health professions. It'd be appropriate to note President Edgar Hardin's post-war emphasis on something that I also hold dear, our open access, right to try mission. It was rooted in President Hardin's belief that, quote, higher education should be accessible to all who have the sufficient mental, physical, moral competence to profit from an opportunity to attend college. He couldn't have said it any better. And of course, I could bring us back to 1975, to 1991, to 1993 and 1994 back to back. And I could think about the excellence of Wildcat athletics, the glory of our student athletes victorious on the national stage. And speaking of stages and venues, we just came from Hedgecock Fieldhouse. I wish I could go back and cheer on the Cats in that fantastic facility, scream my head off for the 1979, 1980 basketball teams, and maybe scream my head off a little bit for Bob Seger or Eddie Money as well. That would have been fantastic. And no celebration of NMU would be complete without heralding our alumni. And many of them are in this room. Many of you know the names of our most acclaimed, famous alumni. I think most important is the collective spirit, strength, and inspiration provided by those 73,000 alumni around the world. I just experienced my first homecoming, and amidst all the festivities, all of the fun of that event, the most lasting impression was the realization that so many of our students at NMU, they come to love this place so much while they're here, that they come back. And they come back for so many reasons, but it is, of course, mostly their relationships with their professors. Those folks on this campus who inspire them to achieve wonderful things, both big and small, professional and personal. And that love is what brings many of our alumni back to campus, to reconnect with each other, this campus, this community, and the next generation of NMU graduates. Yes, in this moment, on this stage, there's no end to what I could share about our proud history. And what about the present, today? I think if you've heard me speak, if you've been around recently, you know that I'm fond of saying that Northern Michigan University is a university on the rise. And if you haven't, let me know, because it's Derek Hall's fault. I don't know if he's in the room, so I don't. We're a university on the rise. There are so many exciting things happening right now on this campus. We've redesigned our entire administrative structure to support and elevate the people who work and study here. Our students through new leadership pillars, one dedicated to degree completion and career development, another to providing an exceptional experience to all of our students, whether they live in our residence halls or whether they're commuting to campus from Gwynn or Scandia or Harvey. In a third pillar, dedicated to supporting the development and well-being not only of our students, but also to our staff and faculty who are there to help our students realize their dreams. We are one of the first universities in the entire country to sign on to the Okanagan Charter, a global compact among institutions of higher education. It commits us to promoting well-being, mental health, physical health, healthy campus culture, healthy environment in everything we do, from our academics to our daily operations to our engagement with our local and global communities. NMU was the 17th campus in the country, one of the first in Michigan, to sign on to the Okanagan Charter, and we will push and we will push, and we will be second to none when it comes to implementing the spirit of that charter. Indeed, NMU is on the rise in so many ways. Faculty excellence in and out of the classroom, distinctive academic and workforce programs, positive enrollment growth, a growing partnership with a vibrant community in one of the most beautiful natural settings in the world. And there's even more to look forward to over the next year. We'll head into the public launch of our next major fundraising campaign, and we will formally celebrate that 125th anniversary as what is, in my informed opinion, the flagship university of Upper Michigan. I suppose in my contemplations about how I might have had the opportunity to spend this important moment, I have come pretty close to spending it. I do want to wrap up with some additional comments. And I'm going to exercise my formal presidential privilege. And I'm going to wind up, as I often do, not looking at the past, not just thinking about the present, but considering a bit about the future in this university's next chapter. And this university, of course, will exist and thrive well beyond my time here as a steward. I want to talk about something pretty important as NMU traverses the long arc of history. I want to talk about artificial intelligence. And I don't bring this subject up because I have some grand reveal about how the speech was actually written by ChatGPT. Seen that one. And in spite of the fact that we have some globally prominent faculty and staff like Tony Allman and Scott Smith figuring out how to incorporate AI most effectively into our classrooms and operations, I don't really want to talk about that either. I want to talk about how Northern Michigan University and everything that makes us who we are will become even more important to our students, our employees, and our communities as we skyrocket into a world characterized by artificial intelligence and the qualities it embodies. And let me be clear, I don't want to downplay the power and potential of generative AI. I mean, if you open ChatGPT and you ask it to write a new fight song for the Detroit Lions, it's pretty spot on. Here's just one verse. It says, from Stafford to Goff, we pass the torch, in the Motor City we'll always march. With legends past and legends to be, Detroit Lions forever we'll see. Now, listen, it's got it because it even has that cynical we'll see. I mean, we'll see if we'll ever win a playoff game. I don't know. But to be serious, we know AI, it's not only an incredible and ever-growing repository of quick knowledge and analysis, but you know, these days we hear it's testing in the top 1% of standardized exams around creativity, things that we always thought were sort of uniquely human. But no matter what opportunity AI presents to us as humans, it is not human. In order for us to prosper, we need, as a society, to amplify our attention to our uniquely human qualities and use those qualities to proactively engage the opportunities of the modern AI world, while also ensuring our future against some of the challenges that will come along with this transformation. In Northern Michigan University, this institution and all of us as the people who define it are ready to lead in what is coming next. Our DNA as a university is defined by some of the uniquely human qualities that artificial intelligence will have a very hard time colonizing. We're a university that develops a sense of belonging, provides an opportunity to earn trust, and never underestimates the importance of respect, love, and emotional connection that comes along with human relationships. Our human connections are a territory where artificial intelligence cannot trend. A downward glance, a change of voice, or a scream of joy means something more to us here, because we are here, being human together. We can sense each other's well-being and take care of each other because we know each other in mind, but also in heart. In data point observations like a missed class that shows up on a spreadsheet in our student success office, but also because a student comes into an advising an appointment, and that human being, that advisor across the desk, notices something as subtle as a lack of spark in the eye or a lack of spring in the step. We are a university with a deep sense of context and appreciation for the unique aspects of our place, this place, its history, its geography, its lore. You can walk along the wooded trail next to the Dead River, and you can look at the tobacco-colored water running downstream, and you can understand, in a way that artificial intelligence cannot, the intersection of our geology, botany, our history, our culture, and you can gain an appreciation as a human being for the subtle elements that make our place what it is. That, in turn, can inform at the deepest level of sophistication what the right decision may be in that given moment, personally, for the university, or for our world. And we are a university that understands clearly our value as human beings will be increasingly defined not by our ability to provide the right answer, but by our ability to craft the right question. Our brains are no longer the most efficient way to collect, manage, or analyze data. AI already outpaces us on that front, and the gap will only grow. But AI's efficiency is also its downfall. In spite of the notion of AI as generative, it is actually derivative. Each ChatGPT essay that it writes, or Lion's fight song that it crafts, is culled blindly from the raw material of the accessible web. As more and more content is generated by AI engines, more and more of what AI leans on will, in itself, be a result of content that has been generated by AI. And that cycle repeats until the bulk of our content, the bulk of the answers, analysis, and even creative content that we see will be derivative from earlier AI output. In the end, we are left with a funnel of knowledge, efficient but decidedly lacking in diversity. In Northern Michigan University, we'll do and can do exactly what AI cannot. We can ask new questions and bold questions, and we can keep the doors of new inquiry wide open. We can prize curiosity and elevate the outlier perspectives that are the keys to meaningful discovery. How? We can embrace diverse life experiences, perspectives, and the identities of each and every one of our students and employees. By looking back 7 generations and forward 7 generations to consider ideas that are so old or so undiscovered that they aren't found on our self-centered radars. We must maintain our open access model and push it to new heights, welcoming new talent and potential, new ideas, new questions from every corner of the UP and Michigan, from traditional and non-traditional populations, from diverse political orientations and economic backgrounds. And once we bring students here to this campus that will prize diversity in all its forms, we must inspire them and challenge them with an unwavering commitment to academic freedom. This may require us to be brave in tolerating and meaningfully engaging ideas inside and outside the classroom that challenge our preconceptions. This may require us to argue points that make us uncomfortable. But because the diversity of our people and the diversity of our ideas are the bedrock of our uniquely human ability to ask the right questions, we will, at all costs, defend those principles as red lines that cannot be crossed, no matter the strength or the source of the pressure. And how can I, as an adopted Uper, and as a former distance runner with an admiration of my Finn predecessors, come to appreciate the importance of grit and determination in the face of adversity, and not mention Northern's role in highlighting the very unique human quality of Sisu? Since I am a newcomer to the UP, and I'm sure that my take on Sisu will be subjected to some well-deserved scrutiny, I will say that I'm just going to focus on one aspect of Sisu, and that's an aspect that Northern embodies quite well, the action mindset, a consistent, courageous approach toward challenges that at first seem to exceed our capabilities. And Sisu is the story of so many of our students, our staff, our faculty, and our community members. One of the most striking personalities I've encountered since my arrival here is the late Mary Beckler-Wright. Now, I won't address the full scope of what I know is a very complex story with Mary, but I will say that she knew what it took to work and strategize and persist her way to success, no matter the magnitude of the community project that she had in mind. And I think Mary's story is the story of so many of our students. Perhaps they're well into their professional lives. They attended college once, maybe Northern, in fact, and it didn't work out. But now they have a family. They're rooted in their community and in a field of work, but they decide they're going to go back and tackle the challenge of returning to NMU and completing their degree because of the new doors that it will open for them. Or perhaps it's simply because they want to finish what they started. And they do it. Some do it alone, but some do it with family and friends by their side, or with direct help from our advisors, from their professors, from their peers. Many of our students don't know the clear path to their future, to their degree, or exactly how they're going to get there. But our students know how to handle everything that comes their way. They're courageous, they dig deep, and they tackle step by step, class by class, the challenge that they thought may exceed their capabilities. Our students embody SISU, our employees embody SISU, our community embodies SISU, and it is something pure, and it is something human, and it is something that AI has no idea about. In his foreword to Miriam Hilton's History of NMU, our eighth president, John X. Jamrich, expresses it best. The thread that wove the tapestry that has become Northern Michigan University is its people. People within and outside of the university sacrificing, planning, working with one another, sharing in the joys, the sorrows, the good times, and the bad. Jamrich is right. Our people make us who we are today. And as we move forward, it is our people, our students, our wonderful staff and faculty, the people of the communities that we serve, and our uniquely human qualities that will define our opportunity horizon. It will allow us to continue building this university as one of the people, by the people, and for our future. I'm now at the end of this remarkable moment, and what a wonderful moment it's been for me. It is such a great time to be a Wildcat. Thank you very much.